Rumours of Trump's death may have been greatly exaggerated this week, but questions remain about his mental and physical health. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is freelance journalist and author Sean Britton. Today will unfortunately be our last chat under this banner, for reasons we'll of course explain towards the end of the podcast, after it's been close to 15 years of Ed and I together. Rumours regarding Trump's health intensified this past week when the president, who has been in a significant mental and physical decline since taking over the White House, disappeared across the Labor Day weekend, and old photographs were used as a proof of life. Trump has now reappeared and waved off questions about the rumor, reassuring Americans that he is not, in fact, dead. But given the furor that surrounded the White House in those absent days, there is almost certainly more to this story than what we're hearing. Any thoughts, Ed?
Well, the physical evidence is pretty clear. He is not able to act as he did as president, kind of Joe Biden's last laugh. And I feel sorry for those who think he'd ever been alive with the crooked, crazy stuff he has done. But let's hope this is the end of Trump very, very soon.
Mm. Trump did return promising a big announcement, Ed, and we should touch on it before moving on. It was a bit of a letdown, really. All he had to say was that the U.S. Space Command would be moving from its current location in Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama, claiming that Huntsville was the superior option, but that was originally blocked by the Biden administration. Jobs-wise, it's bad for Colorado, good for Alabama, but is there anything to add on this one?
Very low. The military had already decided this, and it is our space center from the very beginning. So I think this is a little rat in a little trap, trying to announce something that's nothing.
The Epstein files, and more than 30,000 pages of the Epstein files have been released after passing through the hands of Congress. However, Democratic lawmakers have said that much of that information is already public, court filings and the like. There's no big scalps yet on offer, and much of the material remains under wraps. Survivors of Epstein have signaled support for a bipartisan resolution to release all the files, but House Speaker Mike Johnson has branded the petition a moot point and superfluous, backing a resolution that would direct the committee to continue its current investigation. What's happening, Ed?
Block, 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 interference, shut down, all of this to keep us from knowing what we already know. The first picture of these guys together tells you they did more than have a few drinks.
Mm. And just in terms of preparing these documents for what the public will see, according to Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, the FBI assigned around 1,000 personnel from one division and hundreds of other agents from its New York offices to work around the clock for 2 weeks reviewing these documents. And they were specifically instructed to flag any mentions of Trump. It looks to me like a fairly enormous cover-up, Ed. I mean, the sheer amount of man-hours going towards covering Trump in this one.
They only have to have 1 hour that's good. So if the FBI reports from the old days actually zero in on anything that's Trumpy, we'll know about it, even if they block it up.
Mm. While we're talking about covering for Trump, I also wanted to mention that this morning House Republicans have voted to establish a new subcommittee to reinvestigate the January 6 attack on the US Capitol. We know very well that this was an attack done by Trump supporters, that it was done with the intention of preventing the certification of Biden's win in 2020. And of course, we've seen Trump pardon a bunch of the perpetrators who were imprisoned after the attack. But Trump and Republicans have complained that the previous probe was biased against Trump. So it's not hard to imagine this new probe with members appointed by Speaker Mike Johnson. It's going to come to some, I imagine, some pretty wild new conclusions, Ed.
Well, you can't cut it is I think get the play it is in Shakespeare. You can't cut the blood. You can cut the blood from your mind, but you can't cut the blood from your sight. You can't make something out of nothing. And they're trying to do that.
The latest on Trump's tariff war, late last week, a federal appeals court ruled that many of the tariffs that Trump had set arbitrarily on both allies and enemies were in fact illegal. Shocking, an administration that wound up placing tariffs on an island of penguins following a tariff plan spat out by ChatGPT wouldn't do their due diligence. But the court has ruled there is a stay-in-place order until October 14th, and the administration may potentially need to refund billions of dollars in trade duties. What's happening, Ed?
Well, on this one, I know very little. Another kind of freeze up, close up. You know, this is not, think of the days we actually had government. This is not one of them.
And I do think this needs to be underlined because I think it is lost in the constant back and forth on the big tariffs and the Taco Trump stuff. The administration at one point arbitrarily decided its major economic policy by asking an AI and applying its advice without doing any sort of research into what it was telling them. We've just seen, we've gotten so used to what Trump has been doing. I think we forget how incredibly incompetent this administration is as they continue to oust as many competent people as possible.
Yeah, they try to, but the courts and others seem to change their direction. We just, all those federal workers who were fired when 16 months ago are put back in their jobs. Many of the people who are sped out of the jobs are put back in their jobs. This is interesting. The fact that this government has tried to fight, and the courts and the people have fought against them. They have won no major victories except at the border. And those victories have come with a high cost. So this is not governing, this is hatchet jobs. Stupidity, craziness. The people will win.
Speaking of court battles, immigration, another federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily blocking the removal of about 600 unaccompanied minors to Guatemala, which the Trump administration was going to undertake over the past weekend in defiance of an earlier order. So this is kind of where we're at, Ed. I mean, there's kind of this game of back and forth between the Trump administration getting away, you know, trying to get away with anything they can in regards to deportation, and the courts trying to hold him back, with, of course, you know, I call it a game, but with many, many human lives in the balance.
Yeah, that is exactly what's going on. So they haven't governed anything. They haven't changed the course of democracy. They have tried, but they failed.
The occupation of Washington, D.C. by National Guard and other federal forces continues and looks likely to continue until the end of this year. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has been accused of capitulation, ordering indefinite coordination between the city and federal law enforcement officials for as long as Trump desires. Meanwhile, Trump continues to mull sending forces into Chicago and now into New Orleans, given that Republican-controlled Louisiana is less likely to oppose his efforts. What do you make of it all, Ed?
It's all a big failure. Big talk, nothing doing. Governors, mayors have used the forces of the United States military for many, many years. They have the right to do this. Now, Trump says he's winning, but in some cases, they're needed. Federal troops are needed. National Guards are needed. So it's all been a lot of talk, little action. The mayors and governors still maintain control, and the White House is having to work it out with them, and their control is very small. But if you're a governor and you're going to get some money out of this, help with your homelessness programs, you do it.
And just a couple of things on health, Ed. Look, they're sort of making America sick again. Florida has become the first state in the union to end all state vaccine mandates, including mandates for school children. Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo said that every vaccine mandate is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery. Latipo, worth pointing out, is a black man, just in case anybody was wondering. This, of course, goes hand in hand with Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr.'s push to upend US vaccine policy in line with his own anti-vax views. Thoughts, Ed?
Well, he can say what he wants, do what he wants. When there is a contagion, people will demand first flight vaccinations. And those who stand out do like they did last time. They have voluntary dying. But most of the states will make sense. Many of them are already making their own vaccines. And again, this is not smooth, coordinated government policy. It's lollipop here or junk town there. The United States is looking very terrible.
And just still on health, I mentioned earlier that the Trump administration was accused of very obviously using artificial intelligence with zero oversight to determine large swathes of their tariff policy. It now appears they're considering doing the same for Medicare. A new pilot program is being trialed next year in six different states, using AI to determine whether certain kinds of coverage are appropriate or not, in an attempt to weed out wasteful services. Sounds like an absolutely horrible idea, Ed, but it is in line with the rest of the Trump administration's policies.
Well, they're doing this in a lot of agencies to help that cut down costs. But this is not governing. There's pit pot here, pit pot there. It is not governing. It's not a smooth administration. You hear members of the administration announcing policy for the nation, like RFK, and 20 minutes later, another administrator announces another policy. You can't do this for 2 more years.
And Ed, look, sadly, that brings us to the end of what is to be our final chat under the US of Ed banner. We've been doing this, well, since Barack Obama's time. We started podcasting back during the very beginning of the first Trump administration, but we were even having chats well before then. But look, I know, of course, that you have been dealing with some health issues that you've only just made sort of public over the past week. And I don't know, mate. It's going to be very, very sad to see this end, see this come to an end, see all that go.
Yes, but in another way, well, I want to continue what you're saying. We were a force, small force, for what's right. We're allowing people, we're Americans, to understand Australian policy and the reverse, Australian understanding of American policy, and some Australians. We just want to know what America's about. I'm glad to have been with you, Sean. You've been a great partner, but I'm sure we're going to have some partnerships in the future.
Thank you, mate. No, thank you for your time for all these many, many years. I really appreciate it.
Well, I do. This is my hobby, my heart, and as you know, I love it. And I love the United States of America. If we can get going the right way from a few words from us, we might solve a very big problem.